Well, hello there, and welcome to this week's Orlando Holiday Planning Podcast News, bringing you all the latest news from Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. Fast and Furious confirmed, Disney's disability policy shift, Buzz Lightyear's facelift, and the Florida freeze. So please stand clear of the closing doors, keep your hands and arms inside the podcast at all times, and let's get on with the show. We're starting with the week's biggest story. After teasing us with that cryptic speedometer video, Universal's finally gone and confirmed the name of its next monster thrill ride. Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift. This is a brand new ride where Rip Ride Rocket used to be. It features ride vehicles that spin a full 360 degrees while drifting at high speeds. They've also confirmed a 170-foot vertical spike that will send you flying up over City Walk. We won't be riding it until 2027, but the news has everyone buzzing. It won't be a direct clone of the Fast and Furious ride in Hollywood, but it'll have the same coaster cars with a different layout. Over at Disney, there's been a massive shift that's going to affect a lot of people. Disney's leadership has actually backed down on blocking a shareholder proposal about the Disability Access Service. The tighter rules over the last year have been a real headache for a lot of families. Originally, Disney tried to stop shareholders from even voting on a plan for an independent review of the system. The proposal will now go to a vote in March. It doesn't change the daily rules just yet, but it's a huge sign that the pressure's working. Navigating changes like this, or just figuring out how to do a park when half of it's behind construction walls, can be really tricky. That's exactly why Orlando Insider exists. We're not just here to click book on a flight. We're here to make sure you have a proper holiday. When you join us, you get your own Orlando guru. That's a real person, by the way, to handle the heavy lifting. We'll jump on free planning calls to iron out the wrinkles and give you our exclusive Park Planner app. It'll show you which days to avoid the crowds and the exact order to hit the rides so you aren't stuck in a four-hour queue. Turn your Orlando holiday from one size fits all to totally magical. Only when you plan and book with Orlando Insider. Visit orlandoinsider.co.uk to find out more. Back in the Magic Kingdom, refurbishment season is well and truly here. This week, the massive marquee for Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin was ripped down. The ride's currently down for a huge overhaul, including high-def projection tunnels and a new character called Buddy, who's there to help you bag a high score. Seeing the sign go is the first real proof that the outside's finally getting the same love as the inside. If you're heading through Tomorrowland, expect a lot of construction walls for the next while. Finally, if you're out there now or flying out this week, make sure you pack a jumper. We've got a rare freeze warning hitting Central Florida. Wind chills are dropping to -1 or -2 degrees in the mornings, which has already forced Disney to shut down Typhoon Lagoon for days on end. If you're in the parks, the strategy right now is all about staying indoors. People are flocking to long-form indoor shows like the Hall of Presidents or the American Adventure just to get out of the wind. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks as always for listening. My name's Martin. I'm a former Disney cast member and now a full-time Disney travel planner. It's my job to make sure that you have an awesome Orlando adventure. Get in touch using the links in the show notes or visit orlandoinsider.co.uk. That's Orlando Insider, all one word, .co.uk. And one of the team will be happy to help you create some Disney dreams. Well, for now, have a magical day.